This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and as always, super grateful that we get to hang out for a little bit today. And I'm going to do something that I don't normally do, which is share and elaborate on an email I sent out the other day to my free VIP email list. If you aren't on that list, I highly recommend it. After all, it is free. Basically, every Sunday, I send out emails that are different from the blog, different from the podcast, totally free, goes straight to your inbox. Sometimes it's food and fat loss related, sometimes they're mindset or fitness related, or any other number of random things. This most recent email I sent out got such a huge response in terms of replies and people that felt like it was what they needed to hear and when they needed to hear it. I said, this needs to live on the podcast so that you can replay this message for yourself on the regular. If you're not yet on the VIP email list, it's totally free. It just takes a second. You can sign up right on the homepage of primalpotential.com, or if you're in the United States, all you need to do is text the word primal, P-R-I-M-A-L, to the number 44222. So you can go to primalpotential.com and sign up right on the homepage, or you can text the word primal to the number 44222. Either way, make sure you check your junk mail. Sometimes the emails end up there, which kind of sucks, and it will only stop happening if you pull it out of junk and mark it as not spam. Anyway, this past Sunday, I shared a slightly more personal email and also a blog post that elaborated a little bit more, and today I'm going to go a little bit deeper into the ideas I shared in both the email and the blog post. Because here's what I have realized, and this was articulated very beautiful in a book that I was listening to over the weekend. We are, most of us, drowning in information while starving for motivation. We could write books, each of us, about what we could or should do to reach our goals, right? We could write books about the strategy, even the mindset, but we still fail to execute. And even when we realize this, we still, like addicts, keep going for more information. We keep going for more answers, more plans, more people's opinions. And you have to save yourself from this. My podcast is not going to save you. The next book on fat loss is not going to save you. Your personal trainer can't save you, but you can save yourself. Here's the rub. You have to feel like you're worth the effort. You have to feel like you, not your goal, but you are worth the effort. And that is where most people are stuck. I'm not suggesting that you actively think you aren't worth saving. I'm not suggesting that you think you're totally worthless. Maybe you do, but that's not how far it has to be. Maybe you've never really even thought about it. I think that one of the primary reasons people stay in this cycle of searching for information instead of being their own answer, living their own solution, is because they aren't happy. While they might be happy in general with other people in their lives, with certain circumstances of their lives, they aren't truly in love with themselves. At their core, they aren't happy with who they are, right? And so that's where the email came from. Let me read it to you. As of the day I'm recording this, it is April 10th, 2017, and I am 33 years old. I'll be 34 in July. And for most of my life, I have been pursuing a smaller body. Only recently did I realize what a big mistake I was making. Instead of focusing on the pursuit of a smaller body, I should have been pursuing a bigger, a fuller life. Instead of going after smaller jeans I should be going after bigger laughs, greater fulfillment. Instead of pursuing a lower number on the scale, I should be going after a higher level of satisfaction and joy in my life. This is the bottom line. It is time to start pursuing happiness as the path to health instead of health as the path to happiness. Don't get me wrong. This is my year of push, and I've been honest about that. I have been blogging Monday through Friday about my year of push. I want to be as healthy as possible. I want to be as fit as possible. I want to reach my highest potential. I'm not here to suggest that we shouldn't want to get healthier or smaller or more fit. That is not what I am suggesting at all. But here's what I also know. When I am happier, I am healthier. When I am happier, I want to be healthier and do things that make me healthier. When I am not happy, I am not as motivated to do those things. And it's really a motivation problem, not an information problem. I've said this before, and it's worth saying probably every day for the rest of my life, to me and also to you, you cannot hate your way to a body you love. You cannot battle your body and your mind every day and expect to win. You can't sustain a fight against yourself. You have to be militantly on your own side. I want us all to be joyfully pursuing our best lives instead of trying to escape the only life we have. So if you want to get healthy, focus on getting happy. When you're happier, you'll take better care of yourself. When you're happier, you'll be more motivated. Think about it this way for a second. Let's say you have a third grader and they are terrible at math. No matter how much money you spend on a math tutor, this kid is failing every single test. You spend more time drilling the multiplication tables or doing and redoing math problems after dinner. But math isn't the problem. The problem is that he can't read. So no matter how much time you try to spend fixing the math skills aren't the problem. And if you realize this and you start working on reading comprehension, the math gets better without ever working on the math. But the more you wrestle with the math, you're more frustrated. You're spending time and energy, but for naught, because you're trying to solve the wrong problem. And that is often true in our own lives, that we're not addressing the real issue. If you aren't happy, you're less likely to value your health, right? But when you're happy, you want more of the things that make you happy. The more importance you place on self-care, the more motivation you create, and health kind of takes care of itself when you are pursuing happiness. But we have to stop trying to solve the wrong problem. And this doesn't just apply if you aren't happy, right? I'm not just speaking to people who aren't happy. Somebody emailed me back in response to the email and said, you know, I'm all about being happy, but I'm already happy, right? Pursuing happiness as the path to health doesn't mean that you aren't happy. It doesn't mean that anymore that pursuing financial freedom is only possible if you're financially a wreck. No, just because you're happy doesn't mean you can't be or shouldn't be more happy. Just because you're already physically fit doesn't mean you shouldn't keep working out and keep reaching for higher levels of fitness or pursuing physical goals. This isn't binary. It's not happy or not happy, healthy or not healthy, fit or not fit. It is a climb. It is a journey. So at the end of the email, and I've obviously added a lot to it here just in chatting with you guys. At the end of the email, I linked to a blog post that I wrote, which is up on Primal Potential. It includes a picture of me from around my heaviest weight, at least the heaviest that was caught on camera, that I allowed to be caught on camera and not immediately deleted, which was usually my MO. Delete that now or I'll kill you. Literally. That certainly left my mouth many, many times. But this is what I wrote in the blog post. I totally understand turning to food for comfort. I understand turning to food when you're lonely, turning to food after rejection, turning to food when you're bored. I also understand what it takes to stop using food as a crutch and start learning to live and thrive without misusing food and betraying your body. I understand the burning, overwhelming desire for a smaller body. I understand what it feels like for life to get smaller and smaller as your waist or your pants get larger and larger. It sucks. But instead of focusing on the smaller waist, I want us all to start focusing on creating a larger life. I had it wrong, and I wasted years of my life trying to solve the wrong problem. It's time for all of us to start pursuing happiness as the path to health, not health as the path to happiness. When I think about it, it makes a lot more sense now in hindsight, but for how many years, why was I able for so long to eat consistently beyond the point of satiety? How was it possible that for so many years I could turn repeatedly to food despite desperately wanting to lose weight? There was a hunger, for sure, but it wasn't for food. Food was just an easy and accessible stand-in. Food never said no, it didn't reject me, it certainly didn't judge me. Food allowed me to suspend my problems and escape for as long as it took me to fill myself. Unfortunately, food cannot fill a hunger for connection. I wasn't comfortable in my own skin. I had very little self-respect. I had no confidence. And I really believed that overeating was a stress reliever, but it wasn't. It was a stress creator, and it was also an escape. It was an escape. Have you ever been left alone at a party with somebody who makes you uncomfortable? Somebody you don't like or you don't get along with? You want to escape, right? That's how I felt about myself. When things got tense, I wanted to escape. When I was alone, I wanted to escape my own company. Food was a means of escaping myself and my life, but it kept me trapped in a life I didn't want, in a life that wasn't my best. Fat loss is so about why we eat, not what we eat. Yes, what we eat matters, but that's not the thing. Why are we turning to food? What are we truly hungry for? What is the void we are looking to fill? What are we trying to avoid? What are you trying to avoid? I want you to think for a second about that word. I just asked you, what are you trying to avoid? Avoid. Void. What is the void? What is the emptiness? What is it that you are looking to fill? When you escape, when you're trying to avoid, what is the emptiness? What is the vacancy? What are you searching for? What do you not have? What do you need more of? It's not food. Oftentimes, we're trying to avoid ourselves. Oftentimes, that's because we're mean. We're mean to ourselves, right? And I talked about this in a recent episode, but it is so true. You would never be friends with someone who talks to you the way you talk to yourself. You just wouldn't. We talked about in a recent episode how you have to become friends with yourself. And that is true. You do. And on a broader level than that, it is time to begin pursuing a fuller life instead of simply being desperate for a smaller body. You have to look to pursue a fuller life instead of simply a smaller body. If you want to be healthy, focus on getting happy. That is going to look different for each and every one of us. But if we wake up each day and say, what would make me happy today? What would make me proud today? What would make this day a great day? What would make this day a win? What choices could I make today that will move me towards the life I want, the health I want, the body I want? How can I take good care of myself today? What does that look like? And every day it's going to look different. And I think that's one of the reasons we often feel so frustrated, because we set this plan and then it's not possible to execute the same plan every single day because every day is different. So instead of setting yourself up with these rules and rigid structures, just take each day as it comes and say, what does impeccable self-care look like for me today? What can I do today that would put a smile on my face or create some joy in my day? What does that look like? Decide each day to pursue a fuller life instead of deciding each day that you are going to fight for a smaller body. Decide that you are going to pursue happiness as the path to health instead of health as the path to happiness. I wanted to close with something else that I rarely do. Why not? We already are sharing the email, which isn't my normal MO, but I rarely ask you guys for anything because I'm here because I want to be, not because I expect anything from you. But I do want to ask a favor today. If you find this podcast helpful, if you find the Daily Motivations podcast helpful, it really would mean the world to me if you haven't already, if you would leave a rating and review in iTunes. The reason that matters to me is because iTunes displays podcasts based on how popular they are. And the metric it uses to determine popularity isn't the number of downloads, it's the number of positive ratings and reviews. So I know lots of you guys will hear this who maybe haven't left a rating and review yet. Again, if you have, thank you, thank you, thank you. It means the world to me. And you think somebody else will do it. But it literally only takes a minute or less. And if you haven't yet left a rating and review for a Primal Potential podcast or the Daily Motivations podcast, it really would mean a lot to me if you find the information valuable and helpful. If you're not quite sure how to do that, I will link to how to leave a rating and review with screenshots over on the show notes for this episode at primalpotential.com, but it would absolutely mean a lot to me for those of you that are getting value from this, if you would help me be able to keep doing what I do by leaving a rating and review of this show and or the Daily Motivations podcast. So thank you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you will decide to pursue happiness as the path to health versus health as the path to happiness. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.